This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, you throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. Who's going to do it better and win the World Series? But first, today thousands of Americans are expected to demonstrate in Washington, D.C., San Francisco, and other places around the country to protest a possible war with Iraq. The Reverend Jesse Jackson will be among the speakers in Washington, D.C., and yesterday we asked him why he opposes a U.S.-led strike against Iraq.
U.S. military action should be our last resort. It should be a collective effort on the U.N. Charter. It should not be one bullet deployment, as has been suggested by the White House, because such action will isolate the U.S. in the world community. Saddam Hussein, by all estimates, does not have at this point the weapons of mass destruction. North Korea does. We cannot be a kind of unilateral police of the world community. We must be a part of, we must lead the world community and not rule it.
What about the argument, Reverend, that I believe Prime Minister Blair made, that that every argument that begins with the premise that Iraq doesn't have weapons of mass destruction now is an argument for destroying that regime while we still have the chance?
The threat of Iraq is not imminent. The imminent threat is as al-Qaeda. That struggle is not over. We've lost American soldiers, two of them in the last 2 weeks. Al-Qaeda is operating. And domestic terrorism is a very real threat.
Would your mind be changed if, in fact, there is a vote of the U.N. Security Council to enforce regulations in Iraq?
If that is substantial evidence that our national security is threatened, we should protect our national security. It is a dangerous adventure, because once we commit ourselves to kill Saddam, we must kill many innocent people to get to him. And even when we kill him, we must occupy Iraq, a long and expensive stay. What that does to the Persian Gulf is to make it less stable. What it does to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is beyond comprehension.
Mm-hmm. Reverend, what would you like to urge people who share your misgivings about a possible war with Iraq to do?
First of all, express themselves at the polls on November the 5th. We can choose November 5th negotiation over confrontation. In the meantime, mass nonviolent action matters.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe Iraq is on the ballot in most places one way or another this November?
Well, Iraq has been on the ballot to the extent that people have been overwhelmed by Iraq as the threat. Saddam, the sky is falling and Saddam is coming. And the more we discuss Saddam and a threat, the more we focus on fear, the less we focus on hope. The more we focus on Iraq, the less we focus on we've lost 3 million jobs. Poverty is up. Unemployment up. Most Americans do not know who the Secretary of Labor is, or Treasurer, or Commerce. We only know Secretary of State, National Security Chief, and Department of Defense. We've been overwhelmed every Sunday with newsmakers being, by and large, those who endure degrees of war-making, not those who are in the peacemaking and our economic security here at home.
Reverend, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.